to me. God is indeed faithful, and that is certainly a promise we can rely on. Wonderful song there from Maverick City Music on Kinship Radio and Mornings with Ryan and Beth. Oh, a faithful God he is, and I'm really going to rely on that for the What Day Is It game.
Well, you got it yesterday.
I did. Yes, his promises are true.
We'll see how the streak continues, if it does. So this is the What Day Is It game. Mm-hmm. Every day is a day of holidays.
Yes.
There's lots of them to pick from.
Mm-hmm.
We just like to celebrate things.
Sure.
It is the 24th of September.
Mm-hmm.
I have two holidays here. They're real. And then I made one up. And you and Beth are going to try to guess which is the day that Ryan made up. That's the game.
Okay.
Today we got Schwenkenfelder Thanksgiving.
The Schwenkenfelder
Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It's a small American Christian group rooted in. There's a lot of here.
Sure.
Basically, it's a little church in Pennsylvania, a group of people in a church in Pennsylvania that celebrate their own Thanksgiving on September 24th.
Okay.
Instead of November.
Sure.
There's a big, long history. Google
okay.
it. Anyway, and then we have Punctuation Day. Making sure we use correct punctuation.
Oh boy. Okay.
You know, it's important.
Of course.
There's a lot of difference between let's eat grandma and let's eat grandma.
Grandma.
There's a big difference.
Big difference.
So punctuation day,
mm-hmm.
or is it?
Mm-hmm.
And finally, National Stinkheads Day.
What?
Today we celebrate one of Alaska's most unique and acquired taste delicacies, National Stinkheads Day. Basically, it's a time-honored tradition of fermenting the heads of salmon and burying them in the ground for weeks and then eating them.
What?
It's a dish enjoyed by Alaska natives for generations. I'm guessing it has quite the bite.
You.
So.
Oh.
But one of these days is not real, or at least not today.
Okay.
So I got a good. I like this list.
Yeah. Let's discuss.
Uh-huh.
Let's discuss. National Stinkheads.
National Stinkheads Day.
Stinkheads.
Yep.
Fermented salmon heads.
Fish heads. Yep.
Fish heads. Fermented.
Appreciate the boldness and the heritage behind this one-of-a-kind treat, Beth.
I'm not going to appreciate that at all.
I always say I'll try something once. So
I think I'm going to draw the line here.
I say the same thing about lutefisk, and I haven't had that yet either. So.
Oh, bless you.
I'll try it once.
Once is enough.
Okay.
Okay. Oh. Okay. National Stinkheads Day. Moving on. Okay. Punctuation Day. Wow.
I think out of this list, this is probably your favorite.
Yes,
of the,
it is.
Of the 3 days.
Yes, it is. I have had arguments over punctuation. I can recall one that I had just about the Oxford comma. Yeah.
If you told me to explain the Oxford comma right now, I'd be like, I have no idea.
Yeah.
I'd probably use it, but
we won't get
know.
Into that. We won't get into that.
Because I don't care as much as people do.
Oh, yeah. I cringe at the improper use of apostrophes.
Oh, I love ellipses. The little three dots.
Oh,
at
yeah.
The end of, I use them all the time.
Yeah.
I think it's a Gen X trait, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love them too. Yeah, punctuation day.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful day. It's beautiful. I hope it's today because I could go nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've held back many, many times over things like that. And then Schwenkenfelder Thanksgiving. This is so interesting. It's interesting. I love unique historical mm-hmm. things like that. But,
They Which? Followed the teaching of Caspar Schwenkenfeld von Ossig.
What?
That's where they got the name from, supposedly. Either that or I'm crazy creative today.
You are. Well, you're always crazy creative. That's the problem. It's like, you know, where does the line go?
Come from? Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the line is very gray today. Okay, which one did you make up? See, you could mess with me so easily here. You could really mess with me today.
But did I?
Did you?
It's the question.
I know. Okay, I'm going to say you made up. I'm going to say you made up Punctuation Day.
Not this time.
Not this time.
Oh, it is Punctuation Day?
It is Punctuation Day.
Oh, hallelujah.
Go crazy on all our emails, Beth. Tell us where we're wrong.
I will. Break out the red pens, kids. It's going to be a great day.
It's going to be a good day for
it's
Beth.
It's going to be a great day.
For Beth. The rest of us are going to have a little rough, but it's okay. It's a holiday. She can celebrate.
Great day.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So it's that
Which
day.
Means
so it's either...
The Schwenkenfelder Thanksgiving or National Stinkheads?
Stinkheads. Ooh, I don't really care anymore. I honestly don't care.
You're so happy about punctuation.
I don't care. Wow. All right. Okay. I'm going to say you made up National Stinkheads Day. Okay.
Woo-hoo!
Okay.
Now, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I made up National Stinkheads Day. I did not make up the delicacy. It is a real thing. That is a thing.
Wow.
So it does exist.
Wow.
When I was in Alaska, I never had it, but it sounds...
Oh, that's right. You worked
yeah.
in Alaska.
I've never had this. And I would try it once, maybe. Ugh. Anyway, and the Schweckenfelder Thanksgiving, when I saw that, I studied them in a class once. So I was like, they're fun little... group.
Wow.
Anyway, so yeah, that's the What Day Is It game. We'll play it again tomorrow.
All right.
It's Rescue Story from Zach Williams, Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth.